It's recording. Meeting's called to order at 7 o'clock for the BCA Appeals Organizational Meeting. Present Kent Young and Boomer Walker. And Greg Marcucci. Pat Coolidge. And Lorraine Leeds Newell. All right, the first order of business is for everyone present to take the oath. So if you'll raise your right hand. I state your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will well and truly hear and determine all matters at issue between taxpayers and listeners submitted for my decision, so help me God, or under the pains and penalties of perjury.
I do.
Okay. So then we'll complete our forms and just fill out the first part, then I'll sign as I'm giving out. Thank you. Okay, the second order of business is to elect the chair and vice chair for the 2024 appeal process.
I nominate Boomer for chair, Greg Marcucci for vice chair, or do you want to do it separately?
That's fine, you do it together.
I second.
Okay, Pat Coolidge nominated Boomer Walker for chair and Greg Marcucci for vice chair. Lorraine Leeds Newell seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Boomer is chair and Greg is vice chair. Okay, so the third order of business here is to adopt Robert's Rules of Order. We have a new revised standard, and it's only revised in that I changed the dates from what you had adopted last year. So if that's acceptable, nothing different than what it had been last year, then ask for a motion.
Are we talking about Robert's Rules of Order or the procedure?
Robert's Rules of Order.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. So this is for both Robert's Rules of Order as the standard rules of the tax appeals proceedings. So, I'm sorry, we'll go with that first. So, Greg was first.
I'll second.
Boomer second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. And so carried. and then the standard rules for the tax appeal procedure, BCA tax appeals rules of procedure, motion for that. So that's the one that was just okay.
Second.
Okay, and then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay, so then the next thing we need to do is to set appeal hearing dates. I didn't do a separate list for you, but we've got just the two. There's Skyfall Development that you heard last year, 23 Gold Medal Circle. And then there is Rocco Lettieri, who is 25 Acer Road. So I would recommend we do those both on the same night, obviously.
Yep.
And I would also recommend that we do it probably the week of August 12th. And since August 12th is Selectman's meeting, I would recommend 13th or the 14th.
I'm good for either of those.
I probably can't do either one of them. I get back on the 14th.
Well, then do you want to do it on the 15th or the?
Well, our deadline is the 15th, is the 16th?
August.
I'm back the 11th.
Okay, you're back the 11th.
Okay, so what day should you pick?
Well, it, basically the week of the 12th, and I was gonna recommend the 13th.
Can we push it to the week of the 19th? Can we push it to the week of the 19th?
We can, there's no reason.
I would rather do that, just like, we're getting back from being gone for 20 days on the 14th, I don't really wanna step in.
The 19th is a Monday, we could do it on Monday, there's no meetings for that day.
I think that works.
Okay, so, so the date will be August 19th. What time would you like to start those meetings?
Early.
Yeah.
When you say early, you mean like 1:00 in the morning?
Six, you guys work, you work.
Yeah, six is the earliest I could do.
6:30?
Yeah, 6:30 is probably better, really.
Is it? You wanna start that early, 6:30?
I mean, I'm all right with 7:00 if we wanted to do 7:00.
That's fine, I don't care. You guys, we work, I'm fine.
The earlier the better for me, 6:30, 7:00, either one, it's fine.
Okay, let's.
6:45.
Yeah, 6:30 is fine with me, 6:30 is fine with me.
Let's meet in the middle.
Nope, 6:30 is fine with me.
Are you on 6:30?
Yeah.
All right.
Does that work for you?
So that's for the, and that will be the first hearing, which is Skyfall. Unless we wanna give ourselves 15 minutes or so to get organized, we've got more people coming in that will need to take their oaths, unless they come in to take their oaths individually. Okay, so the meeting will start at 6:30. And then we can have Skyfall at 6:45. And I believe the rules state 15 minutes?
Yep.
Okay, so then Lettieri, do we immediately stop and begin, or do you want a break between the two?
I mean, we ran them one right after the other before.
We only got two, so what the hell, let's just run them and then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can take the hell off.
So 6:45 and then 7:00.
Yeah.
I don't want Skyfall to think, you know, he might go on and on, they might all go on. This way, if we run them, they know they're done and we go to the next one. Right?
Yep, yeah, no, that's fine.
The other guy is Lettieri.
Okay, so let me, I get everybody's signed oath.
Is this all set for that?
Yeah. You got yours, Pat?
Yes.
Oh, there it is, okay. All right, and you can sign mine.
That's all we got is two then, huh?
That's all we got.
Perfect.
And then you've got copies in these folders of the appeal letters, their listers' cards. I highlighted the important portions of the listers' cards that add up to the total value, because they're a little tricky without buildings, accessories, and a set, Lettieri's got a separate lot involved, so there's everything there. Also, with the Skyfall, I did not include anything on the decision of last year by the state.
Okay.
PVR did render a decision, but that is for last year. He has since built on the property. So it's entirely, you know, that doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
Property's completely changed.
If he brings that up, we can consider it.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna present it unless, you know, as the information, because it's separate, and this is what is in the grand list this year.
It's all as one property though, the thing you're looking at.
It's listed.
And what he's building as well, right?
Right, yeah. It's all listed together. Like I said, Lettieri has two separate lots, but they're listed together in the grand list, as that's how it's required to be.
Okay.
So, anyway, so all that information's there. Any other questions?
I will probably recuse myself from Lettieri, the Well, our girls are friends.
Oh, okay.
And I engage with these people to a small extent socially.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I think it could.
Yeah, whatever you.
And I certainly think that they could consider, he could consider a conflict of interest.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll still come, but.
Yeah. Any other business?
Probably should approve the minutes from the last one, last meeting or no? No? No need?
No, we did that a long time ago. Pat's gonna smack you.
We did?
Yeah, well.
The one we had.
But I think actually I was the person who approved it.
Okay, all right.
At the very end of the.
Right, yeah.
Okay, anyway. So, I'm gonna ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the meeting is adjourned.